This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The United Nations top official in Sudan says the country's warring generals have agreed to send representatives to begin peace negotiations. UN Special Representative for Sudan, Volker Perthes, told the Associated Press Monday that talks would first focus on establishing a stable and reliable ceasefire. Perthes, however, said they still face the daunting challenges, including having the military and their opponents, the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, abide by a shaky truce. Both the military and the RSF announced late Sunday they would extend a humanitarian ceasefire another 72 hours. Still, fighting raged on Monday in parts of the capital, Khartoum. Perthes acknowledged previous ceasefires have been observed inconsistently at best. At a meeting on Sudan at UN headquarters in Geneva Monday, a UN refugee agency official warned more than 800,000 people may flee Sudan to seven neighboring countries without a quick resolution to the conflict. UN Assistant High Commissioner for Refugees Ralph Mazou told the briefing 73,000 people have already fled to Sudan's seven neighboring countries, South Sudan, Chad, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Central African Republic, and Libya. At the same briefing, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Sudan, Abdou Deng, told them that via video link, the humanitarian situation in Sudan was beyond the crisis stage.
As you know, it has been more than 2 weeks of devastating fighting in Sudan, a conflict that is turning Sudan's humanitarian crisis into a full-blown catastrophe. Even before the current crisis, one-third of Sudan's population, nearly 16 million people, already needed humanitarian aid.
Deng said the crisis is threatening to spill over into neighboring nations. This is VOA News. Along with missile attacks on some areas of Ukraine Monday, aimed at Kyiv, Pavlorod, a fuel depot in Sevastopol in occupied Crimea was also attacked by a drone. Reporting for Kyiv, from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program what she knows about that incident.
On Sunday, Ukraine woke up with the news that there is a huge, enormous, really powerful explosion in Sevastopol. Russian officials in Sevastopol confirmed that it was an explosion at the fuel depot. At first, they said that only one area was under the attack, but the footage demonstrates clearly that the area is quite wider than was confirmed at first by the Russian officials. Later on, confirmation came in that actually the area that suffered was much bigger. What was confirmed by the Ukrainian officials, the spokesperson of the Ukrainian South Defense Unit, she said what we see at the fuel depot in the occupied Sevastopol is a preparation for active phase of Ukrainian action.
That was correspondent Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. Towns, cities, and villages will be awash with Union flags and patriotic decorations to celebrate King Charles III's coronation this weekend in Britain. But the event is viewed with a large dose of ambivalence among some in Britain's diverse communities. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Darren White, a descendant of migrants from Jamaica, and Adriana Forbes-Dorrant are musicians with the Brixton Chamber Orchestra here rehearsing ahead of the Coronation Carnival. While White's excited about the gig, he tells the Associated Press that some might find it hard to connect to the whole occasion with the economy on the precipice of recession. While Forbes-Dorrant says it's strange that the event would happen at a time when people don't really have the money to get by.
I have mixed opinions on kind of general kind of the royal family and the coronation, just because I think that there are, you know, bigger things happening in Britain right now.
Elsewhere in Southall, proprietor Gulu Anand recalls the royal's demeanour when he ate at his restaurant. Charles, he says, actually listens to you, wants to know where you've come from. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Workers feeling pressure from inflation and demanding economic justice marked May Day with rallies around the world Monday, calling for higher salaries, reduced working hours, and other better working conditions. May Day is observed in many countries as a day to celebrate workers' rights. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.